We're going to chat with this a newbie. We've got, hang on a minute, it's not Molly. So you're not Molly. Hello, not Molly. How are you, Evie?
I'm good, thank you, Ian.
Before we go anywhere with this conversation, because I have a habit of forgetting, we've got to say hello to your mum.
Yeah.
So what's your mum's name?
Lauren.
Hello, Lauren. Living in Ryde?
Yes.
All right, so you know she's listening.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so we've got to say hello to Lauren, hope you're well. And now we're going to get to know a little bit more about you.
Yeah.
So, how old are you, Lauren?
She said Lauren.
Did I say Lauren?
Yes.
Oh, no, that's your mum. I was just imagining talking to your mum then. Evie, how old are you, Evie?
I'm 16. I'm going to be 17 in 3 weeks.
All right, so did you get that? She's three weeks' time birthday. She wants card, present and everything else. That's why she said it. All right, so what do you want for your birthday?
A reborn child or, like, a K-pop demon hunter stuff.
Would your mum know what that is?
Yes.
Would you have to sit down and explain it to her?
No, we've seen the K-pop movie, so she knows what it is.
Right.
So she knows what sort of stuff I like.
Oh, so she's gonna be alright. She's not gonna let you down on your birthday in 3 weeks' time,
eh? No, she's not.
That's good. What other things do you like?
I like spending time with my friends outside of school and inside of school. We try and meet up most of the time.
In school? Yeah, meet up.
No, we try to meet up outside of school.
Lessons?
Ian, we try to meet up...
outside of school.
Outside of school
and
most
inside.
Of the time, yeah.
Are all your friends in school as well?
There's one that's not inside school.
Right.
She's at Isle of Wight College now, so...
Have you ever thought about sneaking her in?
No!
That'd be a great idea. That'd be right good fun, that would.
It would, but no, I wouldn't do that, mate.
Don't you dare try it, though, eh?
I won't. Stop giving me a thumbs up, you monkey.
No one's ever called me a monkey live on air before. That's the first ever.
Oh, you are a monkey.
So when you leave school, what do you want to do?
I want to be a horse rider instructor for the disability community, so like with people with additional needs, and if they're in like wheelchairs, it would be good therapy to work on their core muscles.
Ah, wonderful. Have you been on a horse before?
Yeah.
Oh,
I go
wow.
horse riding.
Every
I
week?
Not every week. I haven't gone for a little while, but I do want to get back to it. I go with that friend who's at Isle of Wight College. I go with... Are you okay with me saying her name?
Yeah, if she is, yeah. I mean, she's going to be sneaking into school soon.
No,
so don't
she's
her
not!
Don't give her details too much away,
no.
will you?
Her name's Bryony Robson.
Right.
And I go horse riding with her. So.
Do you do all the other stuff that goes with them? With you know, when you go horse riding, do you have to like muck out and do all those things?
No, but I have asked before the person who owned it passed away, I asked if I could work there when I was older, and she said, when you're 16, you can start working here.
Well, there you are. You're going to be 17 in a few weeks' time, aren't you? So you're well up for that then.
Yeah.
Do you know, my wife does something with horses. And,
does
and
she?
She horse rides and she does all the mucking out and stuff. And sometimes
yeah.
she'll just go up and do mucking out. And she'll tell me, I'm just going up to muck out. I'll be an hour. I'm thinking, you'd rather be doing that than with me. That says something about me, doesn't it, I think?
Doesn't it? I mean, if you're on the radio all the time, then yeah.
Have you been on a horse, Chloe?
I have, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right, so proper horse riding?
It depends what you call it, proper horse riding.
Ah, right, okay, let's ask the expert, shall we, over there. So what is it? What do we do? When you first get on a horse, is it a trot?
No.
Or is it a walk?
It's a walk to start. Well, you get up on the horse on the mountain block, but you make sure you hold the bridle and the saddle, and then you swing your leg over, and then you just start with a walk.
Okay, so... You do the walking?
Yeah.
Okay, do you do the walking?
Yeah.
You do the walking on the do then what comes after the walking?
So, you keep walking for a little bit, and then if they ask to like say if you're going downhill, you have to lean back.
Do you?
If you go in, yeah. If you go up, you have to lean forwards.
Oh, really? I would have done it the other way round.
No, there's a specific term for it, but I can't remember what it's called. It's like
staying on.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So have you done the next thing, the trot? Have you done a trot on a horse?
Yeah, I've done a trot.
And what about a full gallop? Have you ever done a full gallop?
No.
No, you ever done a full gallop?
No, I can't even canter yet. So
you can't?
No.
Canter, what's that?
So it's when the horse goes really fast, but...
Isn't that a gallop?
No!
Sounds like it should be.
It's like a more extended trot, basically. So, you could ask them to let you say walk on, or
is that what you do? Do you do that thing? And be honest, do you do that as well? Walk on.
Yes.
Why do you do that?
It just helps the horse focus. So it just helps you focus on what you're telling the horse.
What? That bit.
Well, that just helps them.
That's what. If you notice, if you've ever seen anything that was seen on the television or seen other people do this, Kirsten.
No.
It's Kirsten. They all do it. They all do that. Walk on. They all do that. Don't they? Do you do it?
Probably not.
Okay. All right.
I've not been horse riding for a long time, to be fair.
Yeah.
No, I've only ever been on a horse once, and the young lady that I was with at the time, she smacked the horse's backside while I was on the horse, and I went off galloping down the road there, and you could honestly picture the scene. I'm bouncing around on this horse, I haven't got a clue what
I'm
doing.
Did it rear?
It was like rodeo, it really was.
Did it rear?
Did it what? It rear? No, it didn't, thank goodness. Oh, but I mean, I got off there and I thought, I've never been near an horse since.
You should try Sally's horse riding school because they're gentle giants there.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to though, but thank you for the offer.
I mean, I get you off the radio all the time, so.
Yeah, so that's my excuse and I'm going to stick to it. All right. So tell us about your podcast this week, Kirsten.
It was about Daisy Chain's charity.
So I didn't hear this because you did it while we were in here. So can you tell me a little bit about Daisy Chains?
Well, it's a charity that you can fundraise to, and you can do like sponsored like bike rides and different things to raise money for it.
Okay, and you've done a podcast on it, and I haven't heard it yet, but it's going to be on the website possibly tomorrow morning. So when you have a little look on our website tomorrow, have a little listen, because it's all about, it goes into great detail of how people can help and support and so on. That's a really nice podcast, dude. So thanks for that.
That's right.
And we're gonna take a little break, and we're gonna come back and we're gonna chat some more. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Evie, you seem to be in charge now.
No, I'm not.
you seem to be a little bit.
Right, you monkey. This is good fun.
It is good fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't want to take a break now.